The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
I'm disheveled because Jason notices every morning I put two Nutri-Grain bars in my pocket.
Is like, there a Nutri-Grain bar in your pocket?
It's like, yeah, are you just happy to see me? Did I take them? I know I did. I remember grabbing them. I remember it specifically because there was one blueberry left. So I took that out of the box. And then my last choice, I went through the strawberry, then the blueberry, and now all that's left is the apple. So I grabbed an apple.
Isn't that Chris's favorite?
Yeah. I'll have to go down to the car at some point, but I just don't remember doing that.
Could they be on the top of the car? Like once you got out of the car,
put them on there? Maybe, yeah. But
In your backpack?
No, I specifically remember putting them in my pocket, so I don't know.
Dog bed?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris. Hey, look, I'm on level 46.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I reset it yesterday. Finally reset. It takes like 5 days. I'm just on level like 4,800.
No.
Yeah, you have to send an email and be like, hey, delete my account. And then they do. And then.
You're like, this guy again?
This guy again. Yeah. And then, you know, you go back to square one. It's like, whee! It was like last night. I'm already on level 46 because they're super easy. Talk about Royal Match, everybody. Sorry.
It is pretty easy.
Good morning. Well, it's easy.
That
in the
was
beginning.
Easy.
It gets progressively harder.
I'm at 4,166.
Man, that's just redonk. Let's see. What do I have for you guys today? It's a Wednesday. Welcome in. Thank you for listening, as always.
Hi.
And tuning in and all that funsy stuff. And let's talk. Let's talk. That's right. So, Tom Maley is out today. He's traveling.
Tommy?
I paid my taxes.
Yeah.
He literally is traveling.
He is, yes.
You ever play basketball, Tom?
I have.
He travels.
So.
And he doesn't like you when you call him on it.
Well, you know, he's got to relax. I mean, you know, but then
all. That's a legit move.
Just good for him being out there, right?
Where is he?
At that age.
Out about with the people?
So
is he in Ireland for the 138th time?
No, he's. I think they say he's going to Chicago or I don't know. Family thing, probably. I don't. I have
Seattle.
No. Seattle? I have no idea. So anyways, Tom Maley, part of the Pat, Tom, and Cody award-winning show on our sister station, KNCI. We know you love your sports, but if you want some country, go there. So it's about 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday, and that is prime catnap time for me. Why do they call it a catnap? Well, not a dog nap. I don't know. Anyways, and he calls me. Why did Kenny Thomas call me? I have no idea. Kenny hasn't called me in a long time. Uh-oh, I missed that call. He called me 1:58 p.m. So my phone, there was some stuff going on with the England thing yesterday, so I actually had my phone on just in case. And unfortunately, my ringer when it's on, it's the Florida State fight song. So it's not like an easy, like, smooth ring. It's... And it, you know, wakes you up. So
it sounds like Friday the 13th.
Oh, that yeah. A little bit, except, you know, not, but yes, same point. So I look over, look at my phone. Hey, right. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Let me turn that on. Up. Try it again. I know what you're trying to do. I had my ringer off though. So I look over on my phone. Why are you not? Are you not? Jason, you're trying to call me. Hold on. Hold on. Let me turn it up.
It's a really good bit. Sorry.
I know it is. All right. Try one more time.
Oh, let me call Dave.
Sorry. All right.
You must see what he's doing.
Weird
this morning.
This doesn't work now because I know my ring. There we go. Yeah. Like.
Oh, yeah. It's. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I would say the other part, it felt like what Chris was saying.
It's very like.
Someone's coming to get you.
Ah!
Yeah. Anyway.
Good bit.
Okay, so far.
So I look over. It's FaceTime. It's FaceTime.
With Tom?
I don't FaceTime with Tom. I don't FaceTime with hardly anyone. So I look over. I'm like, no. Uh-uh. Not happening. Sorry, dude. Ignore. And he leaves me a message. And then about 5 minutes later, he sends me a message. And it's a video. I'm like, dude, what are we doing here?
Is there a chance he thought he was talking on the phone?
No. So he's playing basketball. I can't show this, but you should be able to hear it. And
Dave, we need an analysis here. Since you're a sports guy, we're having a discussion about a play that just happened. Go ahead. And
by the way, you can't see this, everybody, but these guys can back me up. Tom doesn't know how to record the video properly, so it's sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good job there, Tom.
Describe the play for Carmichael Dave.
Carmichael Dave?
Carmichael Dave.
Wow, what a privilege.
All right, so go ahead.
Well, I'm going to need two people for this, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need two people. I'm going to have Dave help me out. So the ball is loose.
The ball is loose.
Completely loose. No player has possession. One tips it over another. It bounces. They gain possession of the basketball. And it was called a travel in this.
I contend it is a travel.
Because possession was gained on the tip.
I can no possession, so no double dribble.
I contend travel.
We need an answer, Carmine. Thank you, sir.
Let's go, Dave. Put down your cigarette and give us an answer.
Okay, so obviously, by the way, it's like the easiest call in the world. It's not a travel. There's no possession. Whatever. I don't know how they.
It's actually a travel on Tom. He was not involved in the play,
but it's still a travel on Tom. Mm-hmm. He was FaceTiming me with his buddies at the gym to get a ruling. Like
you weren't there for your friend.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'll wear that one.
You're okay with that?
I will happily wear that. But I feel like I don't know what the, I think everybody is different when it comes to FaceTime. Like there's people like I FaceTime with my mom and dad, my sister, Katie and I usually FaceTime a couple of different, you know, I have like five people in the world I will FaceTime with. And if you haven't FaceTimed with somebody, I'm pretty sure the rule is like you text them and you're like, hey, I want to FaceTime you real quick. I have a question. You don't just rando FaceTime them. I mean, maybe the only thing I can think of that would be okay is if you're with like a celebrity that they love, or you're like, oh my God, you're never gonna. I'm here with Garth Brooks,
or they ran into someone somehow a conversation. I went to grade school.
There
with
you go.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you're at the Manchester City Stadium looking at a closed store.
Oh yeah, that's true. The thing about Chris is that I actually did FaceTime him. Tom, sorry. I'm trying to FaceTime Tom. He's not. What? He keeps ignoring it.
The other thing is to just let it go so the other person doesn't know that you're ignoring
them. That's 100% what I do. I never ignore. I hit the little button. So on the side so that it'll keep ringing, but it doesn't seem like my, because if you kill the call, then they know you killed the call. Mm. It's like if you,
like what Tom just did.
Like what Tom just did twice. Hey, third time a charm. Let's see.
Yeah, but now it's on me.
Well, I don't blame.
Yeah. Only the one.
Here's the best part. Tom's going to call back in like 4 hours. He's going to face him. Hey, sorry, how are you calling? What did you possibly need? Although I think he knows what I'm doing.
You can tell him what your verdict is.
Say,
oh, I was getting back to you.
How is that even a question?
I know, right? Like, how do you have a room full of adult athletes, peoples that have obviously played basketball their whole lives, I'm assuming, and don't know the answer to that? That question. That is not, that wouldn't even make the cut for IBM's You Make the Call.
No.
Which, can I say again, can we please bring that back? Can we please bring that back in
what,
the fall?
IBM?
Well, IBM still
out. Is it?
Yeah, they're like the one of the Masters title sponsors. Wow. I mean, they still do a couple of things. You see,
IBM.
We all hopefully.
There's a book about it.
Yes.
But I miss Chris. Are you old enough to remember You Make the Call?
Yes.
For those of you who aren't, it would be a commercial during a football game. and it would be brought to you by IBM. And yeah, you make the call. And then it's like, you know, Brandon Ayuk trips over a guy and a bird takes the football and puts it through the goalposts. And is that 3 points? You make, and then they do a quick, you know, commercial for IBM, and then they come back and see what your guess was.
It's a birdie.
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. Right. It's genius. Why? What? Where did you make the call go, Jade? Why would you take that away? And that's what we're going
to
talk about.
That's what Tom's trying to bring back to you.
You make the call. Yes, he was trying to do a live you make the call. So in conclusion.
Know the FaceTime rules.
Know the FaceTime rules. If you're going to FaceTime somebody that you don't normally FaceTime with, give them a heads up. If they ignore it and it's desperate, text them and say, hey, I need to. Don't rando FaceTime somebody because you have a basketball rules question. But I mean, that's just Tom.
Know what I think is worse is when you're like trying to get a nap in and you just are about 5 minutes in and then someone calls you and says, hey, man, I got to tell you right now, there's this high school football player with this weird last name. How do you pronounce it?
But that was a pretty frenetic call. I think I received that one too.
I called you both. I was at the. I remember exactly. I was at the airport. I was in New York. I was waiting to go to. I was in England layover. Yeah. And yes, I saw. Dude, I called Chris. I called you, and you know the
Mark
one that
Jones.
That Mark Jones is the one that finally broke it down.
Yeah,
which is a whole different topic. But I was obsessed. I didn't know what to do. If you don't know what we're talking about, I'm not really going to go into detail. But some of you will know what I'm talking about. There was a thing earlier this year because a high school player had a last name that if you pronounced it how it looked was a word that you never, ever, 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 ever say.
Right.
And it was like, what are the rules on that? And there's previous, and the thing was is that in a different time, there's like a previous, there are examples. I always use, there was a wide receiver for Florida State. I won't say his last name on the air, even though it's truly his last name, but his first name was Dakota, and his last name started with an F, and is a well-known, it's a well-known slur against gay people. We all know where I'm going here. But they just said his name. That was his name. They said it, there was never any. This one was worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And I still don't know. I mean, he's going to play. I think he's playing Division I football next year.
Okay.
So they got to get the rules out there, dude. For all you
he
play.
He is not at Sac State.
No. And I think I asked you, what do you do if he if he was playing against Sac State? Take the day off.
His last name is Smith.
All right, we got a big show for you today.
So, I would FaceTime Tom.
Yes.
Say, you know what, Tom, every time this guy makes a tackle, this is when you're in the booth.
That's so perfect. Yeah. We just wrapped up this whole bit right there. And in the end, FaceTime Tom for pronunciation guides.
Yes.
We're going to go over the playoffs quite a bit today because they are happening and they are starting to get a little bit interesting, if you will. And we have spent every day since the season ended grading our players. Today in our final grading segment, we're going to do an overall grade on the team itself, just the Sacramento Kings. What grade do they get? What is their postseason going to look like, or what should it look like? And how do you look back at the season? In addition to that, the LeBron James stuff is hot and heavy. We'll look at some moves to make if you're the Kings as well. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. Crosstalk, celebrity birthdays, and then we're going home. That's the whole show for you.
Yeah.
Whole show laid out for you. Sit back, relax, grab an ice cold milk or whatever you drink in the morning. It's Dave, it's Jason, it's Chris. We'll be right back.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
McBride. And that's it. The Sixers stay alive. The Knicks could not shut the door. And Philadelphia has forced a game six. Sixers win it in overtime, 112-106.
Yeah. There's a lot of cold takes out there. at one point. I mean, the Knicks had this thing wrapped up. And then Philly with some incredibly clutch play. Also quite an illegal play. We'll see what the last 2 minute report says. I know that's your favorite. What a crushing, crushing loss for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay, but you know, you don't 50-50 games. You got to try to get those. That one was theirs to take to end the series at home, leave everybody going bing bong, you know, in New York just being thrilled. And I just left the door slightly open here.
And they did that at the basketball Mecca, Madison Square Garden.
Right. They travel well to Philly now.
Yeah, 112-106. That's your final. In overtime, Philly outscores the Knicks 15-9 in the extra frame.
Now, Maxey was great, but Embiid, I mean, he ended with a triple-double, but I didn't think he was amazing.
19 points, really, honestly. Only 6 trips to the line, which is ridiculous for him.
Yeah.
Frickin' foul merchant. 19. Right. God, I've soured so much on Joel Embiid this year, and I hate it because Joel Embiid has been one of my favorite players for a long time.
Really?
You know, I've always loved. I love his attitude. I love his candor. I love his charisma. And, you know, he's an incredibly talented center, former MVP. But I would say, I would say that Joel Embiid and what's happened to him the last couple years is very similar to what happened when Pearl Jam started hanging around with Neil Young. They started doing that festival in the Bay Area. I forget what the name of it is. And Neil Young started influencing Pearl Jam, and their music kind of changed a little bit. Neil Young's like a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, but I can't stand Neil Young. It's like Bob Dylan. I respect it, but I can't stand it. And then Pearl Jam was like never the same. And then recently they've been putting out decent music. Joel Embiid got around basketball's Neil Young and James Harden, and James Harden infected Joel Embiid with, you know, foul baiteritis, and now Joel Embiid is like, to me, he's like one of the top two, top three, including Harden, most unethical basketball players out there. I don't like it. I don't like the flopping. I don't like the foul baiting, and that I feel like that stepped up quite a bit with the influence of James Harden.
Yeah, and so he only had 6 last night? I didn't realize only it was that few.
Yeah, he was 4 of 6. He did have 19, 16, and 10 to go with 4 blocks, 9 turnovers, almost a quadruple-double.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tyrese Maxey, 46 points. I had to counter Jalen Brunson's 40, 51 minutes for Brunson, 53 for Hart, 50 for OG Anunoby, 52 for Tyrese Maxey, 48 for Joel Embiid. So a lot of tread, especially in an overtime game when you consider that the Sixers had an 8-man rotation, the Knicks had a 7-man rotation. Yeah. That's Tom Thibodeau, baby. Mm-hmm. That is Tom Thibodeau. So a lot more on that throughout today. That series is heating up. Speaking of, cut number 2.
Cut number 2.
And the only question now is, will Doc have his full boat and healthy lineup with Lillard and Giannis? Middleton, and there's the knockdown punch.
The voice you heard in the background was a fan who was seated right behind the announcer crew, who actually taped himself doing that and then posted it on social media, him doing that.
It's the first time we saw an annoying person say, hey, look how annoying I'm being right now.
Do it for the clout. Well, good job, buddy. Probably not going to go the way you thought it would, but hey, you got some views. The Bucks 115, the Pacers 92, 31-23 Pacers at the end of one. The Bucks end up outscoring the Pacers 92-62. Jeez, the rest of the way. I had to do the math on the fly there. Hey, Tyrese Halliburton, 16 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 6 of 14 shooting, a minus 14 on the floor. I think at this point we can say the Kings won the trade.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one.
Won it. This was the one.
That was a terrible loss for them.
Horrible loss
for them. Because reinforcements may be coming
for Milwaukee. It's the first playoff win ever for a team that didn't have their top two scorers.
Yes. Ever? Yes, ever. I saw that set. Isn't that insane?
And so you could have eliminated them. Now, I mean, you're going home, but, you know, it sounds like Lillard might be good, and you're getting closer to Giannis. It's like, man, you got to eliminate them when you can.
So there's a chance they both might be back. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about hearing the Rocky bells.
Yeah.
I want to shout out one of my favorite players in the league, a guy I always wanted to be a king, and it's insane. He's been in the league 3-6, nice, finishing his 10th season. He's 29 years old. Bobby Portis is just, you want to talk about players that you're like, well, who would you like on the Kings? That's a guy I would love to have on the Kings. 6'10", forward. He averaged just under 14 points and 7.5 boards this season. His career average is just under 12 points. And then last night when they needed somebody to step up, he comes out and drops 29, ties Chris Middleton for the team high on 14 and 24, double-double, 29 and 10. Middleton, 29 and 12. They got good contributions all the way around. Patrick Beverley, 13 and 12 assists. And they took it. They took it defensively to the Pacers and got in their grill. And I love this because it's already a chippy series anyways. Pacers up 3-1. No Dame. No Giannis. Let's go close this thing out on their home floor. They're up decent at the end of one. And then the Bucks showed heart.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Indiana basically shows up on the court and gets over 100 points.
Yeah.
For them to get 92.
That's insane. That I think that's a combination of I don't want to take anything away from
after what did you say 33 in the first
31 in the first.
Okay, so you're well on your way to an easy 100
easily,
and they get 92,
17 in the second, 19 in the third. That's really what did it, and then 25 in the fourth. I think it's a combination. I think first and foremost, 80-90% of it was the Bucks and their defensive intensity.
Yeah,
also. This is what they talk about when they talk about experienced playoff teams, understanding how to close the door.
Yeah.
And you can look at the Knicks in the same way against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You got to close the door, man. You got to put that animal out of its misery. They didn't do that. And if Giannis and or Dame come back, if the Bucks get this next one, I mean, I'm going to say it. It's not like I'm going out on a crazy limb here. Obviously, if the Pacers win the next game, the series is over. It feels like the winner of the next game is going to win this series. Game 6, Indiana. This time it's for real.
Plus, Indiana's talked a lot in this series. But good for them. I mean, they've backed it up for the most part, now you got to make sure you eliminate them.
But you better back it up.
Yep.
You better back it up. All right, number 3, please.
Cut number 3.
Ingles comes in as an offensive substitution. That Carroll fires and hits the 3 with 3/10 of a second to go. And that's the end of the game. The Cleveland Cavaliers survive.
Actually, the way that clip started, I thought it would be kind of a funny bit by Chris if the highlight was an offensive substitution. And then that's it. That's like the
It was Gus Johnson. He can make it sound exciting.
Yes, he absolutely could. One-point game, but you heard Ben Carroll with the 3 at the very end. Cleveland edges the Magic. We're going to talk about this a little bit later, but is the series nobody's paying attention to possibly the best series of the first round? Look, this is the closest game of the series so far. I mean, it's been kind of back and forth, and everybody has held serve so far. I don't care about the series so much that I'm starting to check myself that, yeah, but what happens if one of these teams ends up winning in the second round? They're playing Boston, right?
Yeah, winner gets – well, assume, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty safe assumption.
And we're going to talk about that later too, because Kristaps Porzingis is out for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of feel I am going to make an effort to watch their next game.
Okay,
just because
can ask.
I feel bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Magic and the Cavs.
I do. You know,
they're playing too.
They're
trying.
It's basketball.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. Anyways, what are you going to do? They're that series knotted up and. we go into what, game five, I think. I think they're knotted up at 2-2.
No, 3-2.
Oh, is it 3-2? Oh, Cleveland took the lead. Yeah. I'm sorry, last night. So home court has held serve throughout the series. They go back to Orlando for game six. And I don't know. The longer this thing goes, I think the more, especially with some of these other series wrapping up, Jason, the more this thing goes, I think the bigger the interest in the series is going to be. And generally, it's always a good thing when things are bigger. And that brings me to my friend, Dr. Jack Friedlander, his friend, Dr. Pash, and everybody up at UpsizeMatters.com. Listen up, YouTube chat. Talking to you. Talking immediate results. Hey, look, girth is consistently ranked as the most important attribute you can have, you know, in that part of the world. Yep, talking girth at 6:27 in the morning on a Wednesday. Talking girth right here at Zactad Sports. This is an immediate result. Non-surgical, virtually pain-free. It's safe, it's effective, it's long-lasting. It's right there in Roseville or San Francisco if you're down there. And it's semi-permanent. These are doctors, okay? They're doctors. They're real learned doctors. Did the whole medical school thing, the whole thing. It's not a guy named Fred, okay? You get a free consultation. The procedure can be done the same day as your consultation. Okay? So go to UpsizeMatters.com. That's UpsizeMatters.com. Hey, get your girth on. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll look at that Sixers-Knicks series and game. There's some questions out of that. Cavs and Magic as well. We'll do all that right after this.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
That Philadelphia New York game was pretty awesome. But you had to get there first. Here's Tyrese Maxey.
10 seconds left in game five. Maxey.
Hold on, this is out of order. That's my fault. Here's a late four-point play from Maxey that got him.
And now they're just trying to get to the finish line and wrap up this series. Maxey floats it up and in, plus the foul.
So, not for nothing, this happens. 100% Tyrese Maxey traveled on that play.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100%. I don't know how they didn't call it. If I'm a Knicks fan, I'm pissed. But that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because they, you know, lost the game. But there's going to be a lot today talking about that. End of the fourth quarter is Tyrese Maxey again.
10 seconds left in game five. Maxey fires. He's got it. Tie game. 8.1 to play. 41 for Maxey. 3 seconds left. Brunson, 2 seconds. Brunson at the horn. It's blocked. Overtime at the Garden.
Also, a Josh Hart missed free throw was huge, allowing Philly to just be down 3 instead of 4. And Tyrese Maxey, as you just heard, sinks that 3 to go to overtime. The Knicks did have the ball with about 7 seconds left for the win, but Jalen Brunson was blocked. And is that Nicholas Batum?
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
They also showed that Maxey play with the travelers just talking about, but they're not showing the right angle. They got to show the feet because if you don't show the feed, it looks like he grabs it, comes down to a jump stop, fakes the guy out, and then gets the four-point play. They need to show the feet because he comes down, and then he shuffles his feet, and then he shoots the ball. Either way, the Knicks lost. I mean, full credit to Philly.
Yeah.
Knicks kicked the door wide open for Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even looking at highlights here in OT, I'd forgotten that the Knicks jumped out to that five-point lead to start in OT. I mean, yeah. There's just opportunities everywhere for the Knicks to win the game, end the series, do it on their home floor, and they've left life here for Philadelphia.
Yep, exactly. 1,000,000,000%. Now Philly has life, as you said. That's the perfect way to put it. And they go back to Philly. Kelly Oubre helped as well.
Floated upstairs. Oubre the catch. Oubre the adjustment, and he gets the roll. Sixers up by two.
After the game, Tyrese Maxey had a shout-out.
I just missed those three free throws, man. I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Buddy Hill because I was on the bench, and I was really upset. I was really upset with myself. I missed three free throws, turned the ball over, and Buddy Hill just kind of grabbed me and said, listen, dude, like, you know what you can do. Go out there, make up for it, and I really do appreciate Buddy for that, man. I know it's going to go unnoticed, but it was big time for him.
You didn't make it unnoticed. There you go. Shout out, Buddy.
Shout out, Buddy Hill.
Buddy making a playoff difference.
He did. He that was Buddy's contribution to the game. He did. He played it. Well, you and I actually tied Buddy.
Yeah.
In scoring last night and minutes. But you know what? No one ever accused Buddy of not being in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy.
Happy Buddy.
Shavano. So there you go. Back to Philadelphia. And they got some work to do, the Knicks do. Because you don't want this to go seven.
No, and I don't know if Embiid's getting stronger. I would say it looks the other way around, but Maxey's building confidence. Brunson had 40 and you lost. You had a lot of winning elements in this thing to really eliminate them and feel great and, you know, get some time off, get into the next series. Instead, it's just, you just leave the door open for things to happen. The other day, they lose their teammate Bogdanovich for the rest of the playoffs. So, you know, injuries have happened, will continue to happen, and the less games you can play, the better off you are.
27.8% from behind the arc and 66% from the free throw line were the New York Knicks. 16 of 24. That's going to hurt a little bit. And I think you're right. Embiid is getting stronger. I mean, 48 minutes, that's a lot. You did have a triple-double. Wasn't scoring like he normally does, but did everything else. Embiid is getting stronger. You know what else? Leo's getting larger.
Yes, for sure.
Had to throw that in there. Orlando and, as it says here, Orlando and Milwaukee. I'm going to guess that's a typo. I'm going to guess that's a typo as I throw Chris under the bus. Here's a Cleveland steal.
Van Carroll drives. Wraps it around, stolen by Shoot. Outlet pass, Mitchell. To the bucket, off the glass, got it with England. And the Cavs are back on top.
That late three from Paolo Banchero.
Balls in the crowd. Banchero for three. Bam! Holy Chicago.
Oh
my God, that got me. That got me for a second.
Gus.
Wow. Gus Johnson. Shock jock.
Holy Chicago. I've heard that one.
I have never heard that one either. Good for him. Here's not Coutinho, Evan Mobley with the big block.
Shot clock turned off. Wagner, crossover, left wing, drive to the hole, block by Mobley. What a block! With 3.2 to go, Evan Mobley, one of the best in the world.
I know it's like, okay, it kind of goes against a lot of, you know, anyone who listens knows you're a play-by-play professional. I'm obsessed with play-by-play. We love to talk about play-by-play. I know this kind of goes against it because I hate it when the analyst, athlete, ding-dong is always yelling it. I love Gus Johnson. A lot of people don't. They think he's way too excitable, way too over the top. I actually get it. If you're somebody that doesn't like Gus Johnson's style, I'm not going to try to convince you to do it because I can't logically do that. But Gus, I love him in college basketball, college football. He called mixed martial arts for Strikeforce for a while and was fantastic in that too. The Scott Smith Kung Lee fight stands out to me as one of the best calls I've ever heard with respect to Mike Goldberg and John Anik. But just listening, like, Gus, to me, he elevates the excitement of the game and keeps me into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know there's people that need a couple Excedrin afterwards. Here's how it wrapped up.
Ingles comes in as an offensive substitution. Banchero fires and hits the three with 0.3 seconds to go. And that's the end of the game.
Your final score here tonight.
The Cleveland Cavaliers survived.
That's what they did. They survived. That would have been rough. 104-103, really 104-100. There was that last second shot. These teams finished just one game apart from each other in the regular season. They now go back to Orlando, put on the Mickey Mouse ears, and play game six. Paolo Banchero, 39-8-4. He's turning into a fine pro, Jason.
Oh, yeah, and this is a great experience for them, but they don't want it just to be, hey, we got our playoff experience. They want to win this series. And so to do so, obviously, they got to win game six and then figure out a way to win on the road. They haven't been able to do that yet. They were the closest opportunity yesterday, but this has turned out to be a pretty good series.
I want to just do a quick shout-out to scouts. You know, we often talk about how tough that job is. I just want to take everybody back to the Keegan Murray draft, as we call it. And how up until about an hour before the draft, Jabari Smith was the number one pick.
Right.
Everybody had Jabari Smith Jr. as the number one pick in the draft. I think most had Chet Holmgren second and then Paolo Banchero third. And I think right now the Rockets really, really wish that had happened.
Right.
Look, if you're doing a redraft right now, which is silly, of course, you're probably going, I mean, look, I understand the argument if you wanted to put Chet number one, but I think you're still going Banchero number one.
Right.
Chet number two, I'd probably say probably Jalen Williams number three. OKC, I mean, he's been really, really, really good.
I mean, Keegan has those too.
And then I'd say, that's what I'm saying.
It's tough. Either way,
It'd be tough. You can't go wrong. I don't have any issues with that. I mean, you had Walker Kessler in that draft, drafted 22. I'm still waiting on Mark Williams from Duke with the Hornets. I actually thought he can't stay healthy, but when he's on the floor, he's a walking double-double. Anyways, my point is they made the right call with Paolo Banchero. He has had himself quite the start to his season. And, you know, Donovan Mitchell, I pause there because I always want to say Davion. 28 points to go with 23 from Darius Garland. The backcourt there is pretty darn fantastic. And Cleveland guts out the win. I love Mobley in the middle. He is an underrated defender. He gave him 14 and 13. I'm trying to get excited about this series, Jason. I think I just need to watch a game, but I have a feeling this next game I'm going to watch is going to be a blizzard.
Really the one you check out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you look at the how the series has gone, 97-83 Cavs, 96-86 Cavs, 121-83 Magic, 112-89 Magic, and then 104-103. This is the only game that's been worth a crap. One.
Right.
So we'll see how that carries over. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll just do our quick baseball segment. Safe or out. Behave. There's a B delay yesterday. One of our favorite things. Yes. We will we'll talk about that more next.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Checking in on the YouTube chat. I don't know why.
Dangerous.
Good morning to Zeebs, Campeo, Katie, who doesn't come in as often. She's a lurker. Tan and everybody else. Campeo said, the NBA refs are swallowing the whistles. Buddy coming up big in the playoffs, though. Zebra says, from the bench. Tin says, that's an impact, though. At least he's there. Tin says, Banchero played soft defense on that last possession. MC comes in. First comment. Kids don't even know what they're protesting for. What? Is it like a tick? So yeah, that's gonna get shut down. I think we need to. I'm just gonna say it, MC. I love you. I appreciate you being here every day. You're starting to jack the chat up. So figure it out, or we're gonna figure it out. I love you. I truly do. I get it, but this isn't 48 hours. Let's relax. And Katie's making fun of my upsizematters.com commercial. hey, you know what? Real things, man.
Yeah.
You need an oil change? Gotcha. You want to switch to all electric? Here for you. About a chicken wing?
Mm.
Absolutely. Need some girth? Upsize matter. Mm. We're a full service station here. That's why we have Safer Out. Christopher Lott.
The Diamondbacks and Dodgers had a lengthy B delay. Safer Out. This was 100% acceptable.
Bees!
Bees!
So
bees!
Like... So like...
Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Defenseless.
Was it... Wait, that it wasn't that scene. What was the one where he was freaking out about something? He goes, it looked at me.
Oh, that's Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
And well, the bat.
It was the bat. Thank you.
Which I have also played on the show.
When you say it's acceptable, do you mean like should they have delayed it?
Yeah.
Yes. For a couple reasons. Number one.
And the way they put it on the scoreboard, too. Game delay due to a bee colony.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes. It was. I mean, it was like a big old giant ball of bees. Now, first off, in all seriousness, they don't know who is and is. Look, I've been stung by a bee before. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that are like actually allergic to it. So
where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses.
So you got to be careful with the audience, the fans, as well as the players. So that's number one. Number two, there's also people like what you know, the couple we always hang out with. He is not allergic to bees. But if a bee is anywhere near him, the dude freaks out worse than MC in the YouTube chat.
Wow.
Jumps up, like, waving in front of him. I've tried to have the, like, you know, it's man to man, but I've tried to, like, very nicely, I know him well enough, be like, you know that increases your chances of getting stung, right? He's like, yeah, I don't care. I can't help it.
Is that proven?
I feel like, well, it's like, what...
Should Listen, we ask the bees?
A great philosopher once said this. Bees and dogs can smell fear.
Ah, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
A different philosopher. But point being, don't, you know. But then we play golf. He plays golf barefooted. Right? And I always say, you lose your mind when a bee is like, I'm a bee. And you freak out. But you're going to play, you're going to step on a bee. Well, I haven't done it yet. Knock on wood. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. That's an odd thing to go to a game. I remember seeing that posted, game delayed. I'm like, in Arizona? Why?
Yeah.
What could possibly delay this game?
The Bees.
The Bees.
Great name for it. Is it the Salt Lake City Bees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the beekeeper who removed the nest. Then threw out the first pitch. He was kind of like a viral guy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, where did
Very theatrical.
Where did they get, do they have a bee? I was wondering.
No, he was called. I think he was at his kid's Little League game or something.
So there's actually a story behind it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, where do they have an on-call beekeeper? Where did this guy come from?
Trying to get through traffic.
Yeah.
No, I was called.
All right, number two.
Mike Trout will have knee surgery and miss a considerable amount of time. Trout's injuries, more than his non-playoff moments, will keep him out of the MLB GOAT conversation.
Bees? Trout?
Oh, my.
Mike Trout is Mickey Mantle without the championships. Very similar career arcs, very similar numbers. Both excellent, excellent outfielders. Both, Mickey was faster, but both speedy enough.
Trout keeps missing time every season.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Whereas Mickey, you know, didn't take care of himself and had his own issues, but Mickey won quite a few championships. Mike Trout is, a more modern-day comparison, too, would be he's Albert Pujols without the championships and with far more injuries. Yeah, the injuries and playing in relative obscurity. He has somehow managed to play in obscurity in the number two market in the country.
Right.
Like, that's hard to pull off. But at some point, it's some of the blame falls on Mike Trout. Because if you care about legacy, maybe he doesn't. At some point after 7 or 8 years, you got to go, you guys aren't doing it. I need to go. I need to go play for someone that, you know, I will go to the pinstripes.
Well, when it is over for him, it's, you know, if people didn't watch his career, they'll go, wait, did he ever play with anybody? Yeah, Pujols and Ohtani. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that it really is. That really is. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
Katie should be here more often. Not that Katie, other Katie.
Mm.
Mike Trout. Ow. Yeah.
Save her.
Also, call him Mickey Nothing on the Mantle. That's actually pretty good. Cut number three. That actually got me. Number three, please.
He dismantled.
Punches flew in the Rays Brewers game yesterday. Safer out. Baseball fights are the best fights in the big three.
Okay, just to be clear, like all the fights are dumb. And hockey, I said big three, so get out of here with hockey.
Because hockey's number one.
Yeah.
Right. They know how to fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's like rules in hockey fights too, which I think are great. Like the two like goons face off and they both grab each other's sweaters and they're trying to pull them over their heads. They
let them go, and then the second they hit the ice,
then it's over.
It yeah,
or like they get tired, and right. like the ref knows when to come in, or like one guy will just come, and then they just go and play. Like, yeah. Well, they have to be in the penalty box, but then they just go back and play a little bit later. I think baseball fights are the best fights because they have the best they have the best chance of getting out of hand and landing. Like basketball fights could be, but they. It just, for some reason, basketball fights are more like everyone's running backwards slapping.
Yeah.
Baseball fights, a lot of times, same. Don't get me wrong. But every once in a while, you get a nice fracas, and there's like nine fights going out. Like when one team's pinned up against the backstop or something. I'm not sitting here trying to say fights are good.
Right.
But I'm just saying if I'm grading them.
Yeah.
Baseball fights, I think, are the best.
Who was it last year? Tim Anderson got knocked down.
Rougned Odor, I think.
Yeah, he did that before, too, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it him that knocked out Tim?
No, that was Joey Batts.
No, was it? Oh, was
yeah,
it?
That long ago. Yeah, it was...
Oh, yeah, the when he knocked
Ramirez,
his glasses off.
From the Guardians got it. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's
Jose Ramirez?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, those are great. They just showed the one from a few years back when the wackadoodle used to play for the Hunter Strickland.
Oh, yeah.
Who my wife was also in love with. Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper. When Harper threw the helmet at him and missed him by 5 feet from 5 feet. Anyways, we'll take a break. When we come back, let's get to the Pacers versus Bucks. This has been quite the interesting series so far. Did the Pacers... screw the proverbial pooch last night by not closing the door on Milwaukee. The antlers have risen. We'll talk about it next.